after one false start. Steam Engine 2716 was dedicated with a bottle of Kentucky Mountain Moonshine at its new home in Ravenna. The American Locomotive Company built the CNO 2716 train in 1943 for the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway. Engine 2716 made plenty of trips through the Bluegrass, hauling freight and passengers until it was retired in 1957 and donated to the Kentucky Railway Museum. Then, 4 years ago, Chris Campbell, then head baseball coach at Transylvania University, approached the museum with an idea to restore the train and make it an economic driver for the region.
I went on a Saturday afternoon and talked to some of their board members and checked it out. And the next thing you know, we had at least some sort of kindling of a relationship with them. And we weren't even incorporated at the time.
A month later, the Kentucky Steam Heritage Corporation had drawn articles of incorporation and developed a plan to bring positive economic development to eastern Kentucky through railroads. 2716 made its first stop of the day in Midway during the town's Heritage Day Festival. The towering black train was stopped on the tracks that run through the middle of the town. Christy Reeves is the president of the Midway Renaissance Group that organizes the festival.
Well, it feels like it was meant to be.
Midway is a town built around the train tracks, but there are no stops there anymore. No passengers arriving in town to catch a train, or wary travelers wandering into the shops that line the street. Seeing 2716 stopped on the tracks and all the people gathered around it, Reeves says you could imagine what the town looked like 100 years ago.
When we heard this train was coming through, we really wanted to do something special around it so we could celebrate all the history of Midway.
Sitting in the shade near the front of the train was Liz Stevens. She and her husband Tom made repairs to 2716 in the 80s and 90s. Liz says her husband never met a steam engine he didn't love, but the 2716 is a special train that deserves to steam again.
It would be a shame to put it in a park or a museum. It needs to be operating. The steam engine is a wonderful machine itself.
Tom passed away last year, but the Kentucky Steam Heritage Corporation wanted Liz to know that her husband's passion for 2716 will always be remembered. Holding a picture of Tom, Liz was presented a plaque that honors Tom as the first member of the Kentucky Steam Heritage Corporation mechanical team.
Tom will be with us everywhere we travel. So on behalf of the Kentucky Steam Heritage Corporation, the board of directors, myself and Jason, the mechanical team, we'd like to present to you this plaque.
Kentucky Steam is partnering with CSX to restore Engine 2716 to fully operational. CSX also recently fully restored and donated to Kentucky Steam a caboose that was built in 1968. TJ Mahan is a Kentucky Steam board member. He says caboose 3203 was basically a rolling dormitory for the train crew.
It's pretty neat, and it's got the original kerosene stove, so when the crews are on the back of the freight trains for however many hours, have the kerosene stove to keep them warm and they can cook food on it. This year it's the kerosene tank. You have the conductor's desk where you can do all this paperwork. I mean, the restoration job was immaculate. They reupholstered everything. They even went down to the brass tacks to hold the leather end of the desk there.
We get back on the train into Caboose 3203 and set off for Lexington. The crowd gathered around the tracks to watch as Engine 2716's massive wheels started churning down the tracks out of town. The historic engine and caboose were pulled by a modern diesel engine train, which would blow the horn each time it reached a train crossing or populated area. At nearly every crossing along the journey through forests, open fields, and horse farms, dozens of people stopped or parked their cars to get a look at the train, wave, and take pictures. After about 30 minutes, the train pulled into Lexington and put on the brakes for the day. Another crowd had already gathered with cameras and excited smiles. Among them was Elise Boyd, who remembers riding a train just like 2716 in 1946.
I just remember as a child, too, the steam engines. I'm from Mount Sterling. That's where I grew up. So I remember them coming there, and then, of course, the water had to be put in them and everything, and out of the water tank. It was just fascinating.
Boyd says the first time she was ever on a train, it was a steam engine, and she was just 6 weeks old. A local craft beer brewery set up a tent by the train. Ethereal Brewing and Mirror Twin Brewing worked together to create a special steam beer recipe called Back on Track Steam Beer. A percentage of every pint served was donated to the Kentucky Steam Heritage Corporation. Mallory Patterson and Hillary Fraser were gazing at Engine 2716 as they enjoyed their cold beers. The two said they were surprised by the size of the train.
Yeah, no, I think it's really awesome that they're getting them back to working condition. I think that's just a really neat project to do. I've never seen one outside of the museum either before, so I wasn't expecting it to be so big.
It's very big.
The steam engine stayed in Lexington that night before embarking on the last leg of the journey to Ravenna. Then, just after 3:30 the next afternoon, old 2716 arrived in Ravenna to a large crowd cheering the crew on. Alice Lynch is from the area. The sight of the train arriving home after all these years brought her to tears. The man who was like a father to her all her life was a railroader in Ravenna for 36 years.
I know he would remember 2716, and to see it come back home would have been as emotional for him as it was for me.
The steam locomotive was pulled into Ravenna by the Clinchfield 800, a diesel engine train. This locomotive is the same one that in the late 1970s pulled 2716 down the tracks for a restoration project that ultimately fell through. Chris Anderson is spokesperson for Kentucky Steam. He says using the Clinchfield for this trip brings both trains' history full circle and gives the Clinchfield a chance to finish the job, so to speak.
It's going to complete a mission that started in the late 1970s. Whenever they came together this past week, it was a reunion four decades in the making.
Joe Crawford is the executive director for Estel Development Alliance. He says having the train and Kentucky Steam Heritage Corporation in Ravenna will have a huge impact on the community.
This engine arriving represents sort of a new day. It's a hopeful occurrence that somebody said they were going to do something and they've actually followed through. It's, you know, kept promises, always instill confidence. And that's kind of the feeling that's going throughout the community right now.
Crawford says Kentucky Steam and the attraction of 2716 will bolster the area's already existing tourism attractions and bring more visitor dollars to the community.
The Kentucky Rail Heritage Center is going to be that hook for us and be the draw to bring people in from out of town. Once they're here, they can enjoy everything else we have to offer.
In light of the historic train trip over the weekend, as well as the donations and support CSX has provided to Kentucky Steam, the city governments of Irvine and Ravenna and the Estill County Fiscal Court adopted a joint proclamation dedicating July 28th, CSX Rail Heritage Day. Eric Hendrickson is director of network planning for CSX. He pulled Chris Campbell, president of the Kentucky Steam Heritage Corporation, to the podium during a speech to the crowd.
So, I don't exactly know how to put this, but we're going to give you a locomotive.
The engine is a CSX 1100 that used to run in Ravenna. Chris Campbell says at this point in the project, nothing surprises him. He says the locomotive from CSX will help them move 2716 around the rail yard.
I think it provides really great connectivity to the past of Ravenna, especially since that engine ran here. And of course, it's really going to be useful for us too. So it's not something that blows me away, because I don't think I could be any more blown away by anything than the crowd that turned out when we pulled in here. But
now that Engine 2716 is safely in its new permanent location, the goal is to get that steam engine running again. Campbell says that will take plenty of money, effort, and time.
Realistically, when you start a situation, as a rebuilding an engine as big as that, you're usually thinking about anywhere from 1 to 3 years. But like I said, it really just depends on fundraising. But we're ready to get our hands dirty and really, really dig into it.
One thing's for sure, there are plenty of people ready and waiting to see Engine 2716 puffing steam again.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Will you come back out to see it?
Heck yeah. Oh, yes.
It's going to be amazing.
In Ravenna, I'm Samantha Morrill.